A Belgian-based minerals merchant said yesterday it will stop purchasing tin ore from violence-ravaged Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in response to pressure from the United Nations. The minerals trade has long been a key source of revenue for illegal armed groups in the East, including some fighters responsible for Rwanda's 1994 genocide. The war and subsequent humanitarian disaster have killed an estimated 5.4 million people over the past decade, while another 1.5 million are displaced. Bruno Niteo is the director of Caritas DRC. He says that while the Congolese are open to sharing their resources, exploitation must stop.
All the misery, all the poverty that we are facing now come from illegal exploitation of natural resources. The Democratic Republic of Congo, we are dying because we are rich. This is very contradictory, but we are dying because we are rich. So, but people of the Democratic Republic of Congo, we are opened to the world. We said, you may come. Everybody can have its part. But why they come during the night? They kill people. And they exploit our natural resources. This is not correct. That's why we are advocating, we are demanding all the international community, those who know what is happening, we are asking them, please, can you stop this cycle of violence? Because we need peace. Let's say it's a big lesson for everybody. But we need to do that in transparency.